Today we're building a drum bus carve breakdown for a deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, and this is the kind of move that can completely change the emotional weight of a track. Instead of thinking of the drums as just a loop that gets quieter, we're going to treat the drum bus like a performance control. That means we're not only shaping tone, we're shaping tension, space, and motion. In darker DNB and jungle, that's huge, because the breakdown has to feel like the room is opening up around the drums, not like the drums just got muted. So the goal here is simple. Make the drums recede into fog, but keep enough rhythm and identity alive so the groove still breathes. We want that haunted, tunnel-like feeling, where the break is still whispering through the mix, the snare still has attitude, and the bass line has somewhere to land when it returns. First, let's set up the drum architecture properly. Before you carve anything, group the drums in a way that gives you control. Keep your kick and main snare or clap in one primary drum group. Put your breakbeat chops in another group. Keep hats, rides, and shakers in a detail group. Then send all of that into one main drum bus. This separation matters a lot in jungle and deep DNB, because not every drum layer should be treated the same way. The core break has to keep its identity, while the top percussion can get more ghostly and dissolved. If everything is smashed into one pile too early, you lose the ability to shape the breakdown in a musical way. A good rule here is to make sure the unprocessed drum bus already feels punchy and alive before you start carving. You want headroom too. Don't run it hot. Leave space for the automation and processing to actually do something dramatic. Now on the drum bus, build a chain that can move between two emotional states, full impact and hollow atmosphere. A solid stock device chain is utility first, then EQ8, then drum bus, then glue compressor or compressor, and optionally saturator at the end if you need extra dirt or glue. Start with utility at unity gain and normal stereo width. Then EQ8 is where the real carving happens. Drum bus is your punch and texture control. Glue compressor keeps the bus feeling cohesive. Saturator is there if you want a little more grit and density, which can be very useful in a jungle setting, because too clean breakdowns often feel weak. The important idea is that this bus needs to feel like it can pivot. We're not doing a fixed EQ scoop. We're creating a moving carve that makes the drums feel like they're being pulled back into space. So let's talk EQ. On EQ8, focus on three zones. The first is the low mid area, around 180 to 350 Hz. The second is the body zone, around 400 to 800 Hz. The third is the presence zone, around 2.5 to 5 kHz. These are the areas that matter most when you're hollowing out a drum bus without killing the groove. A good starting point is a bell around 250 Hz, dipping maybe 2 to 5 dB. Another bell around 550 Hz, maybe 1.5 to 4 dB down, and then a softer cut around 3.5 kHz if the break needs to feel a little farther away or less sharp. Now here's the key. Don't make these cuts static. Automate them. In the drop, keep the EQ mostly open or only lightly shaped. As the breakdown develops, deepen the cuts by a few dB. That's what creates the sense of the drums falling away. And for an advanced touch, automate the frequency slightly too. For example, let that 250 Hz dip drift up toward 320 Hz across the breakdown. That tiny movement makes the carve feel alive. It stops the processing from sounding like a boring static filter. One thing to watch carefully is the snare. In jungle and DNB, the snare is often the emotional anchor. If you cut too much in the 2 to 4 kHz range, the groove starts losing authority. So keep the crack intact enough that you still hear the break's personality, even when it's ghosted. Next, let's add controlled movement with drum bus. On the drum bus, reduce the transient control a little during the breakdown. Something like minus 5 to minus 20 can work, depending on how aggressive the break is. That softens the attack and makes the drum kit feel more distant, more worn in, more haunted. Use drive moderately so you don't lose density. That harmonic pressure helps the drums stay audible after the carve. If you need it, add a touch of crunch too, but keep it tasteful. We want character, not destroyed transients unless that's part of the style. Boom should be used carefully. In this kind of breakdown, too much low-end emphasis can smear the space. You usually want the sub and bass to stay clean, so that the drums get thinner rather than boomier unless the arrangement specifically needs that weight. If any individual break chop is too sharp, you can soften it with auto filter, clip volume automation, or even utility gain. Those little details make the breakdown feel designed rather than just processed. Now let's create the atmosphere, because this is where the deep jungle vibe really opens up. Use a return track with reverb and EQ8, or hybrid reverb if you want more texture. The reverb should not sit directly on the full drum bus as a wash. It should feel like the room around the drums is expanding. Set the reverb with a decay somewhere around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut below roughly 250 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. That keeps it spacious without trashing the low end. Then automate send levels. Don't just drown everything in reverb. Let selected elements bloom. Break chops, ghost hats, rim clicks, and snare tails are excellent candidates. Keep the kick drier so the pulse stays legible. This is one of the classic jungle tricks. The transient hits stay relatively dry, but the broken fragments dissolve into the air. That contrast creates depth. It makes the breakdown feel immersive without turning into mush. Now for groove preservation. This part is important. A deep jungle breakdown should feel worn and distant, but it still has to walk. If you reduce the transient energy too much, the whole thing starts sounding flat and disconnected from the bassline. That's not what we want. So use just enough transient shaping to soften the hit. Not erase it. Keep the micro shuffle alive. Keep the ghost notes audible. You want the listener to feel the rhythm moving through fog, not hear a dead loop. If you need more texture, saturate lightly. A touch of saturator before or after drum bus can add enough harmonic edge to keep the break sounding present even when it's carved down. Soft clip on, a couple dB of drive, and match the output carefully. Now let's talk about carving around the bass line, because this is where the arrangement gets intelligent. The drums and bass in D&B are always negotiating space. The breakdown works best when the drum carve responds to what the bass is doing. If the bass line is a reese or a rolling submid pattern, you may want to duck some of the drum bus around 80 to 160 Hz if there's overlap there. Keep the snare's mids alive, and make sure any unnecessary rumble below 30 to 40 Hz is removed. You can use sidechain compression if needed, but in many cases manual EQ automation is more musical. It gives you phrase-specific control. Think about the arrangement in terms of energy arc. Maybe the first half of the section keeps the drums mostly open. Then the bass drops out, the carve deepens, the reverb send rises, and a filtered break takes over. Right before the next drop, you bring back a little more attack so the re-entry feels bigger. That kind of arc is way more effective than just hitting a big breakdown preset and hoping it works. Here's where things get even cooler. Resampling. If you record a few bars of the carved drum bus, you can turn that into a texture layer. This is a really strong deep jungle move because now the carved drums become part of the atmosphere itself. It's like the room remembers the groove. Bounce a record 4 to 8 bars of the breakdown, then high pass it around 180 to 300 Hz. Use a Q8 or auto filter to focus on the murk, crackle, and air. Add a little reverb or echo if you want more depth, then tuck it quietly under the main drums. This can create a shadow version of the groove. Very useful. Very vibey. You can also control stereo width with utility. Keep the low end centered and mono enough for club compatibility, but let higher percussion texture spread out a bit if it helps the illusion. Always check mono, because a breakdown can sound huge in stereo and then collapse if the phase is messy. Now let's automate the whole thing like part of the composition, not like a mix fix. In arrangement view, draw the carve over the phrase. A nice approach is a slow 4 to 8 bar opening, then deeper cuts as the breakdown develops, then a little return of presence right before the drop. You can automate EQ gain, filter cutoff, drum bus transient, reverb send, and even utility width if needed. Use long movements for mood and shorter spikes for fills or punctuation. That contrast is powerful. The listener should feel the room opening up. You're not just moving EQ nodes. You're creating a transition with emotional direction. A great approach is to let the section breathe in stages. First, the drums are still relatively open. Then they start hollowing out. Then the atmosphere peaks. Then, just before the return, you tighten things back up so the next drop feels like impact instead of repetition. A few mistakes to avoid here. Don't overcarve the snare body. If the snare disappears, the groove loses its spine. Don't put too much reverb on the full drum bus, because that usually washes out the low end and blurs the rhythm. Don't keep the EQ static the whole time, and don't remove so much transient detail that the break stops moving. Also, don't make the breakdown too clean. Deep D&B and jungle usually benefit from some grit, a little saturation, a little room tone, a little roughness in the tails, that all helps the section feel human and alive. If you want an advanced variation, Try a dual-state bus setup. Make one chain for the drop that's punchy and dry, and another for the breakdown that's filtered, wider, and more saturated. Then crossfade between them with track volume or utility gain. That can sound very cinematic and very intentional. Another strong move is a ghost drum layer. Duplicate the break. Shape it heavily with filtering, saturation, and reverb. Lower the volume, and only bring it in during the breakdown. That gives you a haunted shadow of the groove underneath the main kit. And if you really want to push the mood, create a dust layer from a resampled carve. High pass it hard, soften the highs, and blend it very quietly. That can make the entire breakdown feel like old memory and moving air. So the big takeaway is this. The drum bus carve is not just an EQ trick, it's an arrangement tool, it's a tension tool, it's a way to make the drums recede into atmosphere while still preserving the heartbeat of the track. If you do it right, the breakdown doesn't feel empty, it feels alive, haunted, and ready to explode back into the drop.